have not experienced before. My prayer is, God, yes, we can have Sunday morning service on Friday night, but we want to have an encounter where we can just simply just say, we know God met us. Amen. There are millions of people across this world who are simply wanting a touch of God. And tonight, we've come with our pitchers ready to be filled with more of God. If you're ready to worship Him, why don't you stand up on your feet? Let's look to the heavens. Dear Jesus, we thank You. We bless Your wonderful and sweet name. We lift You up in this place. You're the great and living and true God. You're the lifter of our heads. You're the sustainer of our joy. You're the keeper of our mind. You're the protector of our hearts. God, You provide when others have left. God, You give back to us when others have nothing to give. God, You heal us when doctors walk away. God, You keep us in perfect peace when we're cracking up. We say thank You. We say thank You. We say thank You. On tonight, God, our hands will be lifted. Take us and pull us up to another dimension. Our mouths shall be open, giving You the great praise. Our hearts are ready to be filled with more of You. Touch us in ways we haven't been touched before. Give us a brand new tongue on tonight. In this worship moment, we come against every demonic strategic plot that's been placed against the believers. We simply say to the devil now, you cannot defeat us, for we stand on the side of the Almighty God. No weapon formed against us will prosper. And we know that all things are working together for the good of them who love the Lord. We charge this atmosphere. We charge this place. We charge our communities. We charge our homes. We're coming out of this, God, with more than we came in with. We simply are ready to let the Lord rise in this place. Open your mouths and give God a praise in here.
Rise among us, let it rise.
up with those
hands. Rise among us. Let the songs of the Lord rise among us. Let the joy of the King
rise
among us. Let it rise. Joy of the King, rise among us, let it rise.
bless it. Woo! I need y'all up here. Huh? Let's make the devil mad. Everybody say it. You are good.
You are good. Thank you.
with long life, with long life. God, you'll satisfy me. You will satisfy me with long life. I will praise you forever. Only you can satisfy.
Satisfied. it.
Let me hear y'all say it. Everybody saying, you are the source of my life and hope, and my life and hope is in you. One more time.
You are the source of my life and hope, and my life and hope is in you.
It is your life and hope in God. Is your life and hope in God? Somebody give the Lord a quick, big old praise.
Come on, church. Does your soul long for him tonight? Does your soul long for a touch from him tonight? You know what? We didn't just come to sing songs. We didn't just come to take up a Friday night. We came to bless Almighty God. Amen. I said we came to bless Almighty God. I came to tell him that my soul longs for a touch from him. Amen. My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will do. My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will do. My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. Nothing else will do. Nothing.
Come on, sing.
My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you.
Nothing. I said nothing.
Nothing.
Sing it again.
My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will do. My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. Nothing else will do. Oh, I.
You come like the rain.
Hallelujah, you make all things new. All things new.
I said,
hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah, you make all things new.
Many of us have had a busy week, and I'm sure we've had tests this week, and I'm sure we've probably asked the question maybe once, maybe twice, God, where are you? What are you doing today? Did you take a break from me? Did you take a break from my problems? But I know what Scripture tells me. Scripture says He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. So that tells me one thing, that my God is good. He is always good. He is good all the time. He's good when I don't think He's good. I know that my God can never fail me. So as we sing this next song, I want you to just cuddle up next to your daddy tonight. Cuddle up next to your heavenly Father. Tell Him how good He is to you. Through deserts wide and oceans deep, when troubles pressed me to my knees, You remain through everything. The song I sing, You are good. You are good. Your love is great. Your love endures through everything. Our hearts are shown. You are good forever. Through every dark, uncertain day, though fears arise, we're not afraid. You never change through all eternity. It's You, You are. It's why I sing. You are good. You are good. You are good for me. from generation to generation, from generation to generation, from generation to generation. Come on, sing.
From generation.
Come on, we're gonna pass it on
to generation. You've been our hope, Lord.
Yes, you have.
And our salvation from generation
to generation.
To generation. You've been our hope, Lord. And our salvation.
Come on, church. Come on, church. As you stand there, begin to talk to him. Begin to worship him. Begin to let him know how important he is to you this evening. Yes, amen.
Messiah. Messiah. Messiah, you are King of heaven Messiah, Messiah, Jesus, Jesus, Messiah, Messiah.
Those hands. Come on, lift those hands. You're Messiah. Messiah. You are King of heaven and earth. Everybody, come on, say that. Messiah, one more time.
Messiah, Messiah, Jesus, Jesus, Messiah, Messiah. Stripes, we are healed by his nail pierced hands. We're free by his blood. We're washed clean. Now we have the victory.
You guys sing it. You sing it.
You have.
Spirit
break out, break out. Heaven come down.
Everybody say,
Spirit break out. Break the walls down.
Break the walls
down. Spirit, break out.
Break out.
Heaven, come down.
Watching a small movie with my wife, and they were showing the 33 Chilean miners who got stuck in that mine. And there was a young man who was Bolivian, and the people that were from Chile, they were prejudiced against the guy who was Bolivian. They were all stuck in a place and couldn't get out. But they had walls up. I looked at my wife, I said, "Dear, did you see how these people from the same country, from Chile, and one is from Bolivia? They were all in a place where they could die very easily. And they didn't want to include him because they had walls up. because he was from Bolivia. There are some of us in here, we're not talking about race, but we're talking about socioeconomic mindsets. Well, I live in Horseheads now. I don't live in Elmira. Walls that we built because we feel as though we made it. We forget that we came from nothing.
Yes.
Everybody didn't come from a silver spoon in their mouth. This is not to interrupt your worship. This is to say, God, if we're going to really have revival, we're not caring if they look or talk like us.
Yes, Jesus. Come on.
If we're really going to have revival, God, I've got to be comfortable with sitting next to someone who is a woman but looks like a man. I don't hear no help now. I done lost half my audience. If we want real revival to take place, I've got to be willing to sit next to somebody who looked like they just crawled out from out of the gutter.
Yes.
When we were feeding the other day in Grove Park, I saw people of different races coming to get food. And they were coming to get the food, and they were happy and smiling. And your church did not say, no, you can't come because you're this. You can't come because you're that. We served every individual.
Yes. Yes.
There are people coming with kids whose nose need to be clean. People who are coming. And I told Pastor Obi, I said, my heart grieves. He says, why, Pastor Johnson? I said, because I really want to do more. But I can't do everything. And there are some of us in here right now in our worship. I'm coming to challenge you tonight. Are you doing what you can do to bring revival? Are you doing what you can do to the best of your ability to bring revival even in your own home? Well, I never smoked drugs. I've never done that. But my child is, can you get to the place where, God, I can care less what they're smoking? I'm going to bring revival right there in the bedroom of my child. Now, I really mean this. If you really want revival, and it's been declared and decreed that we're going to have it, I want you to find a place right now. And I want you to do an inspection of yourself. If we're going to bring revival, we got to be like Jesus. We can't be like I want to be or who I think I need to be. We got to represent Jesus. If you want to bring real revival, I want you to make that place where you are right now an altar. And we're going to pray. Father God, Jesus Christ, we're not going to sing about revival anymore and not applicate it. We're not going to talk about revival anymore and not be the very essence of what revival is. But God, if there are walls in our lives that's impeding us from bringing fresh revival to this area, tear those walls down. Pastor Johnson, these walls, they protect me, but they also isolate you. Father, walk into the privacy of our corridors and begin to bring down those walls. Walls we built over 30 years ago. Walls we built because we've been misappropriated. Walls we built because we've been hurt. Walls we built because we think less of ourselves. Tear down those walls. Tear down those strongholds. You can have it. Because we want more of you. If you're in this place, stretch your hands to the King. I want more of you. I want revival to start in me. Want revival to break out in my home. I want revival to break out on my block. I want revival to break out in my region. Revival. Because we want more of God. We want more of you, Jesus. Not another Sunday experience, but more of you. No more religious play, but more of you. We want revival. More revival, God, that will change our nation. More. We're not taking sides. We're simply saying we need an outpouring of the manifestation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, yeah, we want more. Oh, God, we want Jesus, all we ask is more of you. Nothing else can satisfy my heart's desire. All we want is more of you. We want, and all we need is found in Jesus. All we ask is more of you. Oh, nothing else can satisfy my heart's desire, and all we want is more than you. Just hum that to the Lord. All we want and all we need is found in Jesus. All we ask is more of you. Satisfy our heart's desire. All we want is more of you.
More of you.
For the Lord is good and his love endures. Yes, the Lord is good forever. And I'll shout it out from the mountaintops. Yes, the Lord is good forever.
For the Lord
is good and his love endures. Yes, the Lord is good forever.
And I'll shout it out
from the mountaintops. Yes, the Lord is good forever.
And all we need is found in Jesus. All we ask is more of you. God, nothing else can satisfy my heart's desire. All we want is more of you.
Yes, we will.
The Lord is good forever.
For the Lord is good. You keep us when the battle's hard. We want you.
Jesus.
You never leave us, God. We want you. You heal our broken hearts. We want you. You never leave us, God. We want you. If that's your heart's cry, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's how you have a hope. God, we want you more and more. We want you more and more. We want you more and more. More and more. More and more. More and more. We want you more and more. We want you more and more. God, we want you more and more. More. When we get more of God, He burns out everything in us
yes.
that's not like Him.
Jesus.
He takes it away. Someone say, God, take it away.
Take it away.
Pastor, I don't have anything. There's something that's lurking in the crevices. I don't know what it is, but God, take it away. Let my body be a living sacrifice. Let my life be pleasing to you. So take it away. Because I want more of you, God. I want your presence. Consuming fire. Consuming fire. Take it away. Take it away. Help me say, consuming fire,
consuming fire, burn it away,
burn it away, God,
burn it away,
consuming fire,
consuming fire,
consuming fire,
consuming fire,
burn it
away.
fresh wind through this room. Blow your fresh wind through this room. Gotta have your fresh wind in this room. Holy Ghost fire. God, please blow your fresh wind through this room. I gotta have your fresh wind through this room. So God, blow your fresh wind through this room and give us Holy Ghost fire. Come on, say it to the people of God. Come on.
Fresh wind blow in this room.
Fresh wind blow in this room. Fresh wind blow in this room.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Fresh wind.
Into the room, everything changes. Darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring. When you walk into the room, every heart starts burning. Nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship. Oh, oh, we worship you. Oh, oh.
When you walk into everything changes. Darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring. When you walk into the room, every heart starts burning, and nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship.
situation, it ceases to exist.
And when you walk into the room,
the head begins to rise.
The head begins to rise.
Someone to lay hands on you. We have some people here that can lay hands on you. I didn't tell them this, but if you want God to give you something tonight, you probably said, maybe I didn't get it yet, but I need somebody to agree with me in the spirit. I want you to line up across the front. I got some people that are here that can lay hands on you. There's some people up here on this stage that can lay hands on you, but if you're here, we're going to lay hands real quick and we're going to get out of here, but I want you to move fast in the spirit. If that's you, you say, I just want a little prayer before we leave here. Lift your hand and we'll come to you. Because we love you. We love you. Come on, people of God.
We'll never stop
living without you.
Pastor David, go down and lay hands on some of these people.
Jesus.
If you're a man or a woman of God, you can do that now. You've been released in the house to do that. Can't get enough. Can't get enough.
Can't get enough.
Let's move quickly.
All this.
Let's bring it up. Come on, let's do it.
Jesus, we love you.
Come on.
We'll never stop.
And we'll live without you. Everything that is beautiful
belongs to you.
And all the earth. excellent hope. The heaven is the Lord's. Everything is yours. Everything is yours.
How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. In all of the earth, say, how excellent is your name.
Three, two, one, and how excellent is your name.